So, you ready to create an offer that virtually sells itself? Here's how.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
What is up, my inbox besties? Kate Doster of katedoster.com. And as always, I am super excited, as always, to be in your ear holes today. And this week's episode is super special, guys. We are actually ripping right from one of my paid products, Ditch the Itch, Propel Your List, and Get Rich 12-Day Audio Bootcamp Experience. I absolutely love this little course. You can get your hands on it by going on over to katedoster.com/ditch, but I would definitely go ahead and listen to this episode first so you can kind of get the feel of it. So the reason why I love this so much is I have never created something so fast and so much in flow in my entire life as I did with this particular course. Now, it might have been because I chose my medium of choice, which is audio, and as you're going to hear, spoiler alert in this lesson, when you are floundering with actually creating something, chances are you might be picking the wrong medium for yourself, and that's why it's not actually working out. And like I said, this particular course is a really strong mix of a mindset and actual practicality, because I want you to be able to do everything that you know of, like, in your head that's holding you back, like, oh my God, who am I to be talking about this? And the actual, like, okay, so, like, in order to make this thing, like, look good, I need to include X. And spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you what X is a little bit later on into this podcast. But before we do, guys, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to one of our very own inbox besties by reading a rating and review. And remember, guys, for the month of May, June, July, and August, we are going to be running a $25 Amazon gift card giveaway. So anyone that leaves a review in those months is going to be entered. We are going to be doing one drawing per month at the end of the month. Make sure in your rating and review that you leave an Instagram handle or that you email me kate@katedoster.com so I can actually get a hold of you and send it over to you for your e-gift card. And the earlier that you actually rate and review, the more chances you have, because it's not just like, oh, if you did it in June, June's people are in the pool. No, it's everybody. So make sure that you go ahead and leave that rating and review if you are listening over here on iTunes. And this week's Inbox Besties Best Review is from Liv over at Natural Made Mama. Very excited for this. And she said, so much value in so little time. This is a no fluff podcast. Let's be real here. If you want to learn how to do email marketing and you don't have time to listen to an hour drawn out narrative, Kate delivers so much value in such a little time. I've been blogging for over a year now and just realized, whoops, I'd been sending my welcome series over and over again to people. I love listening to this podcast because she delivers amazing tips in such an entertaining way. Thank you so much. Well, Liv, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day, because I know when you're a mom, there's very little time to leave a rating and a review. And of course, you are officially entered to win in our giveaway. I'm so unbelievably excited. Like I said, this is really about really incorporating more of you guys on the show. And so if you want to be in a brand new segment, which hopefully we're going to be introducing in the next couple of weeks, guys, called like a listie of the week, I think we're going to call it, go ahead and slide into my DMs over on Instagram, Kate_Doster. There's a link in the show notes. Click on the little microphone button and tell us something that you're just rocking out or you're proud of yourself for doing. Give us a little bit of bragging, guys. Make sure to include your Instagram handle and, of course, your URL. That way, people can know where to follow you. Get a little free exposure. What? Because my listeners, not only are we the smartest and best looking, but you guys are straight up awesome. So without further ado, let's go ahead and create offers that virtually sell themselves without all that pesky imposter syndrome, you know, that who am I to create an ebook about this junk that goes on with her head, thanks to day four of Ditch the Itch, Propel Your List, and Get Rich. What is up, Home Slice, and welcome back to Ditch the Ish, Propel Your List, and Get Rich. Kate Doster here, as always, and I am super excited for today. This lesson, I mean, it's probably one of, like, my favorites, but, like, spoiler, they're all of my favorites if I'm really getting down to it, because it is geared towards getting you laser focused on getting your message out there in a way that resonates with your people and their wallets. Okay, so you're gonna notice as we've been going straight forward that there is a lot of mix of pragmatic stuff, very like mechanical, do this, do this, do that, and actual like mindset internal work that needs to be going on. And that's because that's just the way it is. when you run a business, especially when it is your personal brand. And while I don't just work with females, I feel like we have a special lot of extra baggage that tends to come with us. And that's what we're going to be addressing throughout this course. As we're talking about creating these offers and getting them out there, stuff is going to bubble up. And I'm going to go out and just straight up call out those stories to shine a spotlight on them. So today we are going to be talking about the second half of the offer that virtually sells itself formula, because the first half was knowing your people inside and out and outside and in. Because when you are disproportionately passionate about them and you are obsessed about them, you can create something that is almost tailor-made for them, that it's just like you open your mouth and they're like, where's the PayPal button? Where is it? And we'll talk all about that, and we'll talk about some more mechanically things like copywriting and messaging hacks as well over the next couple of days. But what I want to address right here is another sort of money story that's going to come up, especially with this whole offer creation process in general. And there's actually two. So the first one, and I know this is a concern, I know I personally had it, a lot of my students have had it too, where you're kind of afraid that not that you'll like get a lot of money and then lose it per se, like, you know, your car will die or like that lottery scenario where like everyone will take your money, but it's more so that like you earn like $30,000 and then you don't earn anything the next month or anything the next month. And then all of a sudden you feel like a giant fraud, and like imposter syndrome really rears its ugly head. Now, if you've never heard of imposter syndrome before, I've not created that term. Somebody else did. And it's basically where you just think of yourself as like a fraud, that like, who am I? Or like all of a sudden having that one big month, but those two kind of low incoming months, all of a sudden, you know, just proves that like you weren't good enough for all this. Like, who do you think you were? It was a giant fluke, all of this sort of stuff. So we're going to take this twofold approach at how to deal with it. Stop projecting into the future. We talked about keeping things simple and not making them more complicated. Well, can't you just be happy with making the $30,000 and just shooting for that, and we'll deal with those other 2 months when we actually get there? So that's kind of like my first thing, because remember, we're not making things complicated anymore. The second thing is, I want you to start thinking of things that aren't happening to you, but more they're happening for you. So I forgot exactly the dude where I first heard this from, but basically it was like a story where like his business partner like completely screwed him over, or like Google like cut off all of his traffic. It's like, oh, you know, Google did this to me. You know, my business partner did this to me. Like, he made me lose out on millions of dollars. It's all of a sudden, instead of saying to me, which puts you in like that victim sort of lack mentality, which we're none of those here. Like, we are action takers. All of a sudden that for, you almost start to see it as a gift. So all of a sudden it's, okay, my business partner did this for me. What can I learn? How can I move on? How can I show my creativity? So again, if you did have that amazing $30,000 month and then all of a sudden it did run dry, what did having that month do for me? What did having those two low months do for me? And then just move on. I know another real practical issue that is currently going on is like in Facebook land, everyone's reach on everything from Facebook groups to pages to even like ads. It's just super, super down. And they're like, you know, I can't believe Zuckerberg's doing this to me. Well, now all of a sudden it's for me. He is throttling my reach for me. So either I create better content, I know my people better. Maybe you didn't even really want a Facebook group in the first place, if you're being real honest with yourself, because you're not a community builder. And you only did it because some chick was like, I made $1 million from my Facebook group. And you were like, I love $1 million. I should have a Facebook group. But like, you didn't do it. Like, you didn't engage with it. And it was just like, it didn't really flow with you and it fit with your stick. And that is really what's so important. And I'm going to go Gary Vee on you here. This is where you have to play on your strengths and be ridiculously self-aware. And now all of a sudden it's happening for you and not to you. And the other way to deal with imposter syndrome, and this is actually going to come up when we are talking about our offers that virtually sell themselves, is the best way to beat imposter syndrome is to take action. You're like, say what? So for example, if you're like, you know, I don't know if I could teach people like how to write a best-selling book or like build a skirt. Well, obviously, if you already built the skirt once, build a second skirt. If you sell a bestseller before, try to do a different one. Like, just keep going. Action is what's going to kill that imposter syndrome. It is looking at those weird stories of, why do I feel like an imposter? And honestly, like, this is the craziest messed up part, guys. 9 times out of 10, the people that feel like the biggest imposters are the ones that have the most knowledge and the most credibility. It is those wackadoos who don't give two craps about anything, who are basically like charlatans that are out there just spewing garbage and just ruining people because they got no substance behind them. They're the ones making all the cash. And you owe it. You owe it to not only yourself, but to the people that you know that you were called to serve, your obsessions, to get out there and save them from all of these snake oil salesmen who are lying to them. I guarantee you have way more experience and results than what you are giving yourself credit for. So stop it. Give yourself credit, okay? Maybe you can actually turn that to, my imposter syndrome happened to me, but it happened for me because then I realized how amazing I actually am and how many accomplishments I have actually had. Because sometimes getting out of bed, y'all, it is an accomplishment. So let's go ahead and dive into creating these offers that virtually sell themselves. And you're going to notice it's going to follow a pretty simple pattern because that's the way we roll now, guys. We are all about keeping it light, easy, breezy, fun, and of course, not making it complicated, okay? Not making it complicated. So we're going to talk about some mechanical things, and then we're going to be talking about, again, some overarching sort of principles, some vibes. And like the first thing really creating an offer that virtually sells itself is, spoiler alert, you need to have an amazing attitude about selling. Now, I'm not saying that selling needs to be like your favorite thing ever, but like, have you ever been on a webinar with somebody before and, you know, they do like this amazing content and then they get to like the pitch part with the offer and they're like, they get all quiet and like mumbling and they're like, oh, well, you know, I guess if you want to buy this course, you know, it's like $77. And I know it's kind of expensive and all, which is why I've got like these 80 million bonuses. There's no confidence. There's no confidence in selling. And I told you how confidence was really one of those deep-seated issues. And the way that we build confidence is by actually having an offer that we are proud of, by having an offer that we are so ridiculously excited and amped about that people can feel it from a mile away. Honest to God, guys, people will never remember what you say, but they will remember how you make them feel, okay? Maya Angelou, y'all. So they can actually feel your excitement, your palpitation, the fact that you love this thing that you create. They're naturally going to want to buy it. But if you are beating around the bush about it, if you're like, oh, I don't know, or like you're only emailing about it once, or you're only talking about it on Facebook once, or only on Instagram once, there's no excitement. But when you are creating an offer that you have so much love for, that you're just like, oh, like you can listen to me right now, my hands are shaking, you will get it out there. So give yourself permission to actually make it fun. And the way that you do that, guys, is you start, you ready for this? By picking a format you actually love. What? I know, giant shocker alert. Now I know you're like, oh, but I need some pragmatic things here. No, you don't. Because what ends up happening is people will be like, everyone's telling you like, you need to create this giant signature course. If you don't have a signature course, you're a giant idiot face. But if you hate creating courses, if making slides makes you miserable because maybe you have typos or your graphic design skills stink or it takes you forever, and really you're a passionate writer, again, like we talked about our Amazon person before, and all you want to do is write, well, guess what? The offer that we're going to create together, it's going to be an ebook or it's going to be a written email course. I'm not here to tell you what medium to choose from, but when you pick one that you actually like, again, Gary Vee, you're playing to your strengths, nothing else matters. Why do you think this is an audio course? Not only so you can take it on the go with you, so you can listen to me when you need to get pumped up, but because audio is like my jam. I don't have to worry about putting on makeup for the camera. I don't have to worry about slides I need to get made or get paid to get made. Nothing. It is where I shine, which is why you got this course this way and why I was talking about it so unbelievably much. Okay, so give yourself permission. If you just want to do it all audios, you do it all audios. If you love one-on-one coaching, that is your jam, then you keep on doing one-on-one coaching. The way you make more money, raise your rates. There you go. That simple. If you're like, Kate, I do not have the follow through to stick with somebody for 6 months or to actually do like a full-fledged course, guess what? Do a live masterclass that you sell for a one-time fee. Like, okay, guys, you get me for 90 minutes and here it is. Make it easy on yourself. Make it a medium that you actually like. Get. Because you'll talk about it more, because it'll be easier to create, because it will literally flow out of you, because it's coming out of you the way that it was meant to, okay? So that's really the second thing. I'm giving you permission to create it however you want. People aren't going to judge. You might think that they are. Bam! Story. They're not going to judge. They're just going to be happy they're getting the results. So the next thing, and this is more pragmatic thing, when it comes to developing an offer that virtually sells itself, it needs to solve a very specific, sexy, almost thrilling problem, and it needs to have an actual promise. So what I mean by that is really like a promise is like, what results are people gonna get? So a whole like, you know, learn Pinterest course, that's boring. Everyone has done that before. That's got no promise, that's got no flair. But if you're like, you know, how to get 1,000 views on Pinterest in 2 days without having to manually pin, well, I'm kind of into that. And the term manual pin will filter out people who haven't been around in the Pinterest game for a while. All the rest of you are like, huh? And you don't need to worry about it because they are not for your ideal client, okay? This is what makes offers so exciting. I always like to sell my one-on-one clients and people that are in Love Your List and my higher level coaching programs. There is cash in complaining. I have never once heard somebody say, oh, I can't figure out who my ideal client avatar is. They're not complaining about that. What they're complaining about is they have no cash. And the reason why they have no cash is because they don't know their people. So they can't create an offer and they can't get to where those people are to then sell it to them. Did I just spill the tea? I think it did. I think the tea has spilled. Go get some Bounty paper towels, y'all. Go get them. So this is why you might know that they need to have mindset, or that they need to go on a paleo diet, or that they need to learn how to first do a cross stitch before they can do some type of fancy dress stuff. I don't know. I'm pulling that out of my butt. But you got to sell them what they actually want and then give them what they need while also giving them what they want. But when you lead with that really sexy statement and that really sexy promise, especially if in that promise that you're creating, those results that you're guaranteeing, which again, we'll talk about that in a second, if you can address a common yeah but principle, which all my listies know what I'm talking about, the Sir Mix-a-Lot principle, a yeah but. So, you know, yeah but I want to start a business, but I don't have any time. So how to start a business this weekend, even if you're raising small children. Because that's going to tell me that I want to attract people who are, you know, stay-at-home moms or have small kids, okay? They're parents. Those are some things to think about, okay? So the other thing, and this is, again, very, like, pragmatic-y, and that is, like, people, they love bonuses, guys. I know that sounds so odd, but when it comes to actually structuring your offer, you want to see what can you sort of peel away that say you are going to give them anyways and say, like, hey, as an exclusive bonus, you get this. And again, make sure that it's something that you like. Like, I'm not going to say, like, you know, you have to offer a Facebook group, or you have to offer one-on-one time, or you have to offer, like, you know, $80 million worth of stuff. You don't, because remember, we're making this fun and exciting with something that you love and a medium that you love, talking about a topic that you love, that you've had results for, that, spoiler alert, this is the next thing, is in integrity, meaning it's genuine, like you've actually accomplished some of these things. So that way you do talk about it and you do preach about it to everybody. That's okay. But people love getting extra stuff. Like they just do. So the other one, and we're about to wrap this up, guys, because this was a little bit longer, but we've got a lot to talk about. There's actually really two more pieces of this offer that virtually sells itself. And we'll talk about more pragmatic things tomorrow, like a little bit of like copywriting, a little bit more of the messaging, naming, all that funness. And that is, your offer needs to have some type of urgency around it. Now, urgency is basically like, there's a time limit, there is a cap to the amount of people that you're going to be taking. Now, if you have decided that together with me, you want to create or revamp, spoiler alert, that's coming up, an offer that you have, and you're like, but I want to have this running all the time, and I'm going to keep this simple because of yesterday, I don't want to have like deadline funnels or overcomplicate it, how can I add some type of urgency? Well, it's your job that if you can't, you know, take away discount or module, or only take 2 clients, or, you know, only 5 ebooks left, you need to create an internal sense of urgency. And basically you do that by explaining why, if they don't act now, it is bad for them. And I know that people are always like, oh, I don't want them to feel bad or guilty. You're not. You're shining a light on the symptoms that they already know about. They already know that they feel crappy, but maybe they didn't know that all they needed was a system to help them actually learn to feel better, which turns out it's for sleep. And they were sleeping wrong. But when they have the system, lo and behold, it's amazing. Which brings us to the last aspect of your offer that really just virtually sells itself. And that is kind of a two-folder. And that is that it needs to be something that feels new and something that involves some type of system or flow or method. So people just, they love new. This is why it's always like, you know, the new scent of Gain and it's the same one, or like 50% more almonds in the bag. Like nothing is new per se. Like it's all been around, but people just love things that are shiny and new. They figure if they're old and stale or tried and true that they might not work anymore, that they're boring. But when you actually infuse some type of system or process and you give it a name, which just puts it on a whole nother level, or even if it's an old program that you have, give it a brand new name, add a new bonus to it, add some urgency to it, do something like, oh, you know, I've never offered one-on-one time when I've done, you know, this group coaching program, but I'm going to do it this time. Not only is that going to encourage them to buy because they're like, ooh, this is new and exciting, but it's also going to naturally give you that injection of that fun and that excitement for your offer. Whew, y'all, we did a lot today. I know this was a longer one, but we were talking about a much meatier topic, and I want you to make sure that you really are switching up your mindset and catching when you're saying these things like, it's happening to me, and for me. And if you've been dealing with some of that imposter syndrome, remember that actions are what will actually get you out of it. So go and do the thing that you are going to teach people how to do. Make sure that you've got results. When you are creating your offers, you want to make sure that it is fun for you to create. Pick a medium that you love. Have some excitement. Make sure that it is out of integrity, that you've gotten that results before. Give people a promise. Make sure it's solving a sexy problem. Have bonuses and urgencies and newness and all of that amazingness. And I guarantee you that even if you sit down and doodle out something right now and you're like, okay, what's like the biggest pain point my person has? How do I want to deliver this thing? Honestly, you can have a brand new offer up by tonight. You don't even need the rest of the training, guys. I mean, obviously, I still want you to keep listening, but you can do it all from today. And if you want to have a little extra help, or you're like, no, Kate, like, I want to see what else you got. This has been fantastic. Well, definitely tune in tomorrow, but I would love, love, love to see you put an offer out there today. In fact, I double dog dare you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Whew! That is like one of my favorite days. Okay. Like I said, I can't lie. Like, I love all of the days in Ditch the Itch, but the paper towel line, I fear, was sheer genius. So I don't know about anyone else who just, like, when, like, you get in the zone, sometimes you don't listen back to your stuff and you're like, I don't honestly know what I said. You just kind of know that it was amazing. I honestly feel like throughout this whole course for Ditch the Itch, like, I was just channeling, like, straight up channeling my stuff. And I'm just so unbelievably proud of this course. So if you want to get a copy of the whole 12-day program along with a bonus sort of audio on what to do, you know, the day after perfect, or if things aren't going your way, there's also bonuses on how to write a really simple yet dangerously effective sales page, head on over to katedoster.com/ditch. There is a link in the show notes. And hopefully by the time you're listening to this, I did give it a proper sales page, but back in the dizzle, it was just going straight on to the shopping cart, but it still did amazingly well, guys. And next week, I promised you guys in episode 91, we're going to talk about all the automated tools that I am using, setting up and revamping so that I can take it a little bit easier this summer. And so even if you're not going to take it easy this summer, maybe we can just take some stuff off of your plate with these tools. And I'm going to give you some of my top tips on how I'm utilizing them. And I'll be in your ear holes next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.